Now to hate speech laws and the decision by the government to ditch this contentious change. Labor had been working on an overhaul of the legislation since the March 2019 mosque attacks, and it did plan to water down changes this year, but now they've been kicked down the road yet again. So how did we get to this point? Our political reporter Katie Scotcher explains.
The convoluted journey started in 2019 in the aftermath of the Christchurch terror attacks. The Justice Minister at the time, Andrew Little, got a pile of correspondence from people detailing their experiences of abuse after the shootings.
It raised the question about whether the provisions we've got did enough to afford some sense of protection to minority communities.
It is only an offence to use speech that will excite hostility or bring into contempt a person or group on the grounds of their colour, race or ethnicity. Gender identity, sexual orientation, religion and disability aren't protected grounds. Mr Little concluded the law wasn't strong enough and ordered an urgent review. But New Zealand First halted that work under the last coalition government, saying it clashed with freedom of speech. Fast forward to the 2020 election campaign, and Jacinda Ardern promised to revive it.
We haven't been able to deliver that last term. My intention would be, if we're able to form government, that we would.
Later that year, the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the mosque attacks recommended reforming hate speech laws, and the government eventually responded by announcing its proposed overhaul. It wanted to expand the number of groups protected under the Human Rights Act, move hate speech into the Crimes Act, and increase punishments for hate speech offences. The proposals triggered a backlash, fuelled largely by the minister responsible, Chris Farfoy, being unable to articulate how they'd work in practice.
Under this legislation, millennials could get done
for... Millennials having a go at boomers about house prices, I'm not necessarily sure if that's inciting hatred.
There was little movement on the proposals after this. It wasn't until November last year that the government revealed it was watering down the reforms to just one change.
We are making a simple change to the Human Rights Act, which expands the incitement provision to include religious groups.
Opposition parties have been critical of the proposals from the start, arguing they impose on the right to free speech. That, mixed with the confusion created by the government's communication of the reforms, created a political headache the new Prime Minister Chris Hipkins doesn't want to deal with.
The hate speech legislation, as it's been more commonly known, will be withdrawn and the matter will be referred in its entirety to the Law Commission.
Mr Hipkins says it's a contentious area that would simply consume too much of the government's time and energy. Abdul Razak from the Federation of Islamic Associations is frustrated hate speech laws haven't changed since the mosque attacks, but he's pleased the reforms are going back to the drawing board.
I'd rather have the long-term benefit of having something which is strong, fundamentally agreed to by all society, than have a sort of an ad hoc short-term interim legislation.
But Mr Hipkins has not made any promises to revisit the reforms if re-elected. The public will have to wait until his party releases its election policy manifesto to learn if Labor will commit to making changes again.